Welcome to this week's African RTBs exclusive to Channel Africa, The African Perspective. I am Nhlanhla Mahlangu. In this week's segment, South Africa to host the best street dancers from around the world, and the Encounter South African International Documentary Festival is underway. Now in its 23rd year, the Encounter South African International Documentary Festival has returned with a celebration of the latest and greatest in African and international documentary filmmaking, cementing its place as a premier documentary festival on the continent. Following on from its hugely successful virtual festival in 2020, this year's festival will once again be coming to the screens virtually everywhere for its 2021 edition. From the 10th to the 20th of June, audiences will see 10 days of inspiring films, webinars, debates and Q&As, as well as meet directors locally and from around the globe. Johannesburg, South Africa will host the best street dancers from around the world on the 4th of December at the Red Bull Dance Your Style World Final. The world's most electrifying dancers will hit the stage to compete for the title of the Red Bull Dance Your Style World Champion. The competition is a one-on-one street dance battle where dancers dance to unpredictable music hits performing any street dance style. Local Pantsula dancer Debza represented South Africa at the festival in Paris in 2019. He says he's excited for the global showpiece to be coming to South Africa.
Well, it has been quite an amazing experience, you know. Firstly, I never dreamed of winning that kind of a battle in that bigger platform. So for me, it was like, you know, the beginning of my journey, because from there, like, I started to getting a lot of attention, you know, from other dance fields, dance opportunities.
So how do you feel about the fact that the competition will be hosted in South Africa this time around?
Wow, yo, when I first heard about that, like, I was happy because I know for a fact that this will create more opportunities for South African dancers, because I believe that it's going to be a big year, you know, for South African dance scene, you know, getting to host people coming from different countries, you know, with different experience. And I know for a fact that those are like great dancers, you know. I think with the activation and stuff, like, you know, many people get like more opportunities, you know, here in South Africa. So I'm very happy about it.
When did you actually discover that you are a good dancer?
Well, for me, I'm not, you know, that good, but always had like a positive feedback from people that watch me dance. You know, they always say, I got this, I'm talented, you know, I'm a good dancer. By, you know, winning these competitions, you know, that's one of the things that makes me realize that, okay, I think, you know, I'm good, you know, but I always, you know, like, have a room for learning from other people. You know, when I step in a platform, a dance platform, I don't consider myself as good, but I consider myself as a learner. You know, I think that's the approach that I'm using. I think that's the one that makes me, you know, absorb this competition, you know, and, you know, do best in whatever platform that I'm giving.
So there's workshops that are organized for this year's competition, the first one taking place in Johannesburg in Braamfontein at the Constitution Hill on Saturday. What message do you have for aspirant dancers?
Well, my message is simple. With Dance Your Style, the tricky part about it is that you have fun, and they play like random music that sometimes is unfamiliar to you from different genres. So I can say to the dancers that they should practice with different kinds of music, different genre of music, because they play music randomly.
And lastly, how has your life changed ever since you represented South Africa at this competition?
Well, it changed a lot. I've learned so much because, you know, I got to go to Paris to represent South Africa, and I can say Africa as a whole, because I was the only one coming from Africa then. But I got a lot of attention, I got a lot of opportunities, you know, I got a lot of contacts, networks, because when I get to that platform, my intention was to go there and learn and grab as much as I can. So I used the experience that I got there, you know, to better myself as an artist, to better the community where I come from, and to better my community of Panzulas by sharing the knowledge that I've attained overseas.
Tributes continue to pour in for South African icon Charlene Sarti Richards. News of the film and theatre icon's passing has sent shockwaves across the country. She was 66. The multi-award-winning actress starred in iconic roles, including those in Fiela Second, Generations, and Egoli. She performed on stages locally and internationally and made an important contribution to local arts festivals such as the KKNK and the Grahamstown Festival. Zimbabwean novelist Tsitsi Ndangaremba has won the Pen Pinter Prize. Novelist, playwright, filmmaker and activist Ndangaremba has been awarded the Pen Pinter Prize for 2021 for her ability to capture and communicate vital truths even amidst times of upheaval. The Pen Pinter Prize was established in 2009 by the charity English Pen, which defends freedom of expression and celebrates literature. Ndangaremba was arrested by authorities in 2020 in Harare while protesting against corruption and was later released on bail. And that's it from this week's African RT Beats. Until next week, for Channel Africa, I'm Nhlanhla Mahlangu.